I am so happy to be with you on Cloud Record Music Podcast and YouTube channel. It gives me great pleasure to spotlight my special guest, Philadelphia Music Trio, Bobby Lowe, Roy Hunter, and Reggie Jackson. You'll be enchanted by our inspiring conversation. Don't go anywhere. And now, a Cloud Record Music Spotlight. Bobby, Reggie, and Roy have a 50-year relationship in the music business, and it's still going strong. Mr. Bobby Lowe, president of Emerge Global Media, a record and film company. In his younger days, Bobby Lowe played in top 40 bands, where he performed in nightclubs from Atlantic City, New Jersey, Boston, Massachusetts, Kitchener, Michigan, to Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Mr. Reggie Johnson started playing the guitar around the young age of 10, thanks to his mother who enrolled him in the U.S. School of Music, where he studied music theory. Reggie formed a singing group in the 70s called the Heavenly Six, where he was the guitarist and composer. They performed from Georgia to New York City in club and venue once called Chatelaine Circus. Reggie also wrote a song that was accepted by Motown Records via the Jobite Music Company. Mr. Roy Hunter, Philadelphia born and raised, is an arranger, a multi-instrumentalist who based in North Carolina. He played under artist Irvin Brookerton, later with artist Carl Bright album, Tonight Will Be Your Night. Refuge Church of God in Christ with your church choir. Bobby Lowe, The Winans, and Thomas Whitefield. Roy's main instrument is the bass and organ system 56. The Philadelphia Music Trio repertoire is R&B, jazz, and gospel. Now, I'm excited to have this captivating conversation with Bobby, Roy, and Reggie, who is joining us from their studio in Philadelphia. Hello, gentlemen. Welcome to Cloud Record Music Podcast. These are my friends, and I call them the Philadelphia Music Trio. This is Bobby Lowe in the gray, and then we have Roy Hunter in the pinkish color. And then, of course, we have Reggie Johnson, who is they're all so excellent. These are guys who've been in the business a very, very long time, and they're still in the business. And we're excited to hear about their journey and how the music has changed from the time they started it. So we're going to hear a whole lot of things about their experiences, and maybe we'll also get to find out what kind of project they're working on together. And they're going to share the experiences. We're going to learn a lot from them today. So, gentlemen, welcome to Cloud Record Music Podcast.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Yes.
All right. So, you know, I am really excited to have you here for many reasons. But one of the reasons is each of you have been in the business a long time, the music business, right? And you've seen a lot of things changes. So what I want to ask each of you is, how has the music industry changed? And is it for the worse or the better? And I can start with you, Mr. Bobby.
Okay. I think it has gotten for the better for the independent musicians. I think it has gotten better for that reason, because of the streaming purposes in the way of the technology and the things that have changed as far as the internet, yes, it is much better. And even in the recording process, yes.
Okay. And what about you, Mr. Reggie? What do you think?
Definitely better. Definitely has gotten better, especially for the independent artists. The middleman that used to be that you had to go to an A&R director and these type things, they'd accept you. And your music didn't get played, but now everybody's their own studio. You know what I'm saying, on the internet. Technology has definitely made it better.
Okay, so you don't find, and Rui can answer this, you don't find that the streaming, even though it's accessible, you get less money and it's harder to, you know, to make money on the streaming platform than you did when you were selling your records. So Rui, what do you think? You think that's better, or it's just part of technology you have to adjust to?
Well, I think that if you look at history, there's been a lot of great artists that, as far as making the platinums and stuff, the numbers showed up, but as far as their income and what they made, something happened where they didn't make no money. Here in the news, they broke or this or that, or the numbers didn't add up. So this way, I think through technology, and you have more hands-on without the middleman, wondering whether you could trust them or not, are you going to make, you know, you can manage it yourself, or you have a team that you can, that you trust, that you can use to manage your money, and you know that you're treated right, you know? So I think this allows that.
Okay. Now, you gentlemen have been knowing each other, doing music together for over 50 years. What has sustained this relationship?
What has for sustained so long? It?
Yeah, is it the passion for the arts, you know, for the music, you know?
I think our family, my mother was a singer, and Roy's mother was a singer. Matter of fact, they sang in the same group. And and Reggie was a musician from way back in the year, and as we were children. So we used to sing with him as kids. We used to sing, and he played the guitar. And he was from North Carolina, and I was from Philly. So when I go down, that's what we used to do during the summer. We used to sing just in the house, and we could sing anything. We really could sing then, you know.
And you guys have sing all over the country, right? I mean, Mr. Reggie used to perform in New York, right? Tell us about some of those experiences.
Oh, my goodness. You want me to tell you about some of those nightmares? New York is a unique place. It's very unique. First of all, when you visit New York, you don't have to visit the rest of the world because all of the world is there. You know, you got every culture, every kind. You might go, you know, 42nd Street and sing to one group. And, you know, you go to Avenue Americans, you sing into a total another group. And Brooklyn, another group. And the Bronx, another group. So
wow.
Some places you go, the people stay the same. In New York, it's different. So you got to be versatile. And New York teaches you versatility, and I used to be scared of it, but thank God for it. So I think I can handle anything that comes.
Yeah.
Hey, Rui, when I was looking at your credentials, I was kind of impressed because you were also not only where you perform with different top artists, I noticed, but also with different churches. As a matter of fact, one of my favorite church, I saw that you used to be play with their choir. Is that correct? Church, I forgot the name. But I understand that you also play with churches, and you still do, right?
That's how me and Bobby started.
That's how we started.
We started as little kids, believe it or not. And it was an artist named Irving Brockington that really brought us in and groomed us. And you'll learn that there's a lot of artists that people don't know, but they're pioneers in starting a lot of stuff, not only in Philadelphia, but worldwide, that we people to know, you know, because they helped people like me and Bobby and a lot of other artists.
Yes.
So, yes, we started in church, and it groomed us. And because of that, it's that stuff that they taught us that we want to teach to the younger people to get that unique sound that touches our hearts. You know what I mean?
Right. So you gentlemen are like a lot of Black, even famous artists, where you start in the church and you take that talent to the secular world. Right. Let me ask you a question. The music you played back then, I know it's different today. Were they gospel music or they were more secular type of music? Bobby?
Well, I started in gospel. And at the time that I started, gospel was early on coming out of the 60s and very early 70s. And it was traditional. It wasn't like you hear R&B. They had a lot of music. It was changing. And It was just a lot more going on. So that mm-hmm. kind of drove me towards that. And I ended up in an R&B band. And we ended up doing all the nightclubs, NCO clubs all over the country. And we worked for Uncle Sam for quite a while. And it was a great experience. I'm really glad that I went through that. But it also brings you back. It will bring you back. Your roots will bring you back as well. Yeah.
Right. So now the music that you gentlemen were focused on, is it gospel music or you still do a variety of music other than just gospel?
We do a variety of music. I think our niche is not getting stuck in one place. I think we have discovered some things that we always knew about ourselves, but didn't know if the world would accept it. So, and we've started doing it and we've really been getting some good feedback from those type of songs that we do.
And, okay.
And that would cover country. That would cover gospel. That would cover love songs, you know, things, inspirational music mostly. It's what we do.
Yeah. Right. Well, there's several things I love about this group. One is you're not only people that does music or write music, but some of you have books, you're entrepreneur, you have different type of businesses. You want to talk about some of those things? And Reggie, I'll start with you. What are some of the things you do other than music?
Well, other than this, first of all, we are Emerge Global Media, which is, we do records and songs proudly, but we have a lot of other things going on. We also do film. I know by now everybody should have heard of the bad 1921 Tulsa experience in Washington named Black Wall Street. Long before, that used to be taboo. You couldn't talk about it. They didn't put it on the regular news. But I had the distinct pleasure of going out to Tulsa, Oklahoma, going to school there. And I worked for a black newspaper. And I went to a restaurant that used to have free coffee. And a student who ain't got no money, so you always go get something free. So I used to go there every morning to get to school. And these old people were in there talking about a bombing. Now, I was working at the newspaper, so I'm like, oh, there's a bombing. When did it happen? And they looked at me like I was the stupidest person on earth. They said, you don't know? I said, no, what? They said, we were bombed. You know, the United States bombed us. I'm like, the only bombing I know is Pearl Harbor. What are you talking about? And so from there, they said, I know I was a journalist. They said, someday you write about it, but right now it's taboo. The people in Tulsa was scared to death. They didn't want nobody to talk about it. Yeah.
Wow. And so
we came up and we're global, bringing it up to the date now with Emerge Global Media. Some of those writings that I had from back then, we turned them into scripts. That's one of the projects that we're working on. And Bobby wrote a tremendous score to, maybe he'll play that for you today. It's called Tulsa, Oklahoma. And it talks about, you know, the tragedies that went on and his music kind of.
Wow, I'd love to hear that. You know, it's amazing because I had no idea you were that closely connected to that part of our history that most people are just learning about. Yes. You know, this is quite impressive. As long as I've known you, gentlemen, I had no idea. This is why I love to talk to people that are older than I am, because your experiences are so powerful and the story that you can tell. Now, Roy, you play different instrument. What is the one that you love the most and why do you like that particular instrument that you love?
Well, I play organ and bass, but I enjoy both of them because they both bring different things to the table. And it's basically whatever the artist need of them to, that's what I try to work with. But both of them are enjoyable, you know. But the thing about church, I know people always wonder why, you know, you hear of church. Church music is the only music that has a variety of all styles that can possibly be in one song. Mm. So then when you go to other areas of music, you're familiar with it because it may have been a piece from a gospel song that has that root. And most of your artists have started from church.
Mm-hmm. Wow, which explains why they're so you know, once they leave the church and go into the secular world, they just blow out because it's just like whatever is birthed in them at church, they give it to the world. Unfortunately, sometimes they turn away from what they have grown to, but, you know, that's the power of the church. Mr. Bobby, what are some of the other things that you do outside of, you know, just writing music or playing music? I know you have a business.
Well, yeah, I have a hardwood floor business, actually, that I've been doing for the last 24 years now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm kind of trying to wean away from it as I get older. So I've been working more this way musically to wean out of it. So, you know, mm-hmm. something you just don't jump into. You just start to kind of gradually work your way out of and try to, you know, produce an income another way before you jump out of something else. So I think that's one of the best ways of doing it without just jumping in. And then, you know, it's a great sacrifice either way. But jumping in, you know, can be a great hardship if you don't be careful.
Oh, boy, that is true. We know that. As a matter of fact, the historian was on my season one. By the way, we thank you so much, gentlemen, because you're part of our season two podcast. So I'm excited to have you. But he told us, he said, you know, unless you have the finances, you'd have to work one, two jobs while you're trying to build your music business. And I know that for sure, because that's exactly what I have to do. It is very hard. You know, just to get the doors open for you. So are you presently working on any projects together that you want to share with us?
Yeah, we have songs. We have so many songs that we haven't even gotten to yet. That we, between me and Reggie and Roy's ideas, we have, I'm trying to think off the top of my head, I Love You, Lord. Jesus. Only one, you know, so we're constantly trying to produce them as we go along. And we're just banging them out. You know, it may take a week and a half to really get it right. Just mm-hmm. one that we want, you know, and it really doesn't take that long. It depends on how much time you put in. But right. we work at it. We just try to correct it. If something doesn't sound right, we'll go back over it. So recording is a thing of feeling and spirit. And, you know, if you have to feel the thing depending on the song. And that's what we try to reach for. Yeah.
Wow. I love, of course, your passion. So, you know, the Tulsa that Mr. Reggie was talking about, do you actually have a song for that? Because if you can, I'd love for you to play it. At least a little part of it.
It's not a song. It's basically an instrumental. It's like an interlude. So, as in the movie, mm-hmm. the interlude is about the graves that's in Tulsa. And as you can say more, as they walk through the graveyard.
Yeah, when the movie comes on. Mm-hmm.
No.
When the movie comes on, they tell a lot of story. You know, it is kind of morbid when you think about what happened to us as a
right.
people.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes on, it goes to the actual grave sites in Greenwood that they've long covered over and built highways over and everything. So these people are forgotten. But the song, we pan over that area to let you know, this is a sacred area. Mm-hmm. Homes were broken in. Families were destroyed. Legacies were destroyed. Our people built an entirely beautiful separate culture because they were disenfranchised from the mm-hmm. rest of the world.
Yes. Wow.
The story needs to be told and that song portrays.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you guys wrote like the song for that. That is just incredible. So I want to just get the audience to get a feel. Would you like to play something or just so we can get some of your...
I didn't mean to play it, but I can.
Yeah. Just it doesn't have to be that score, but anything. Just so we can hear, so they can hear some of your gifts.
a little snippet of it.
Okay, that's really good. That's really good. And so what was that piece called? Do you have a title for it, for that?
It's called Tulsa, Theme from Tulsa. Theme from
Tulsa. Oh, okay. So that's a piece of the Theme from Tulsa. Okay. I got you. So that was very, very beautiful. Thank you so much. I just want the audience just to get a tip of your talent. And these gentlemen, they play the drums, they play the organ, the piano. What are some of the instruments you play? The bass, I think, right?
Yeah, I play the bass as well. Reg plays the bass and guitar and a little bit of keyboard too, I'll say. And Roy, of course, plays the bass very well. And piano and organ as well.
So
with that kind of versatility, we create a lot of different styles, a lot of different sounds. Yeah. Yeah.
I have to say, there is no substitute for experience. You gentlemen can teach us young people a lot when it comes to making music, writing music, and all the great things that you're doing. So if someone call you, gentlemen, and say, listen, we want you to come and perform at our, I don't know if you do clubs anymore or maybe a function. Do you guys still do that? Do you still take engagement? I know you're making music behind the scene.
Yeah, we will. It depends on the situation and circumstance, but we don't do it much anymore. Royce still plays for the church, and Reg plays for the church. Me, I'm too busy. Up between here and everything else that I just stay pretty much here. But I do on occasion go out and play, yes.
Okay. And just so the audience know, we're actually with Cloud Records working on a Caribbean and a jazz infusion. We put a hold on it because we were talking about the challenges when it comes to financing these projects, which are very expensive. But we're going to be moving this year forward with this song. So you'll be hearing from us soon about this project. And maybe after it comes out, we'll have you gentlemen back on to talk about working on this particular piece. It's absolutely going to be beautiful. So we'll let you guys know when it comes out. Now, gentlemen, if our audience wanted to reach out to you, how can they do that? Do you have like an email address or a website or somewhere they can reach you?
We're at the moment, we do have a website that we're building, but they can reach out right now on BobloMusic33@gmail.com.
Yes. Repeat that again,
BobloMusic33@gmail.com. Yes.
All right. Do you want to spell that out for them? So they don't miss him.
BobloWe music, MUSIC 33@gmail.com.
All right. So, Roy, are you on any social media platform? I know you're a little bit more hip where they can reach out to you.
Yes. Roy Hunter is BOKNULRH@yahoo.com.
All right. And Mr. Reggie, how about you?
Okay. I'm just going to give you my email. It's real easy. It's called ReggieJohnson17@yahoo.com. ReggieJohnson17@yahoo.com. I know you can remember that. Remember it. ReggieJohnson17@yahoo.com.
Okay, folks. So, you know, listen, we want you to reach out to them if you have any question. I'm telling you, these gentlemen have been in the business for over 50 years. They've seen a lot. They've experienced a lot. You may want to say, you know, what can I do in a certain circumstances? They even teach music. So, you know, reach out to them, especially if you're in the local area where we are, which is in Philadelphia, New Jersey, or Delaware. And even if you're far away, send them an email and, you know, show them or ask them any question. They'll be very happy to do that. Now, let me ask you, gentlemen, are any of your song on the platform that they can go and download or no? Do you have anything out there they can download?
We have one we just released. It's a country because we do everything. It's one called Go Bama, Roll Tide. It's a comedy. You can get it on iTunes and any of those Spotify. Just go ask for it by name. We got a couple of more. God is Up to Something, which is the one that we released on there. It's one called God is Gonna Brand New Day. Is God Gives You a Brand New Day. We have that. I can't think of some of them. A couple of more, but you'll see. When you go to one, it will highlight everything.
Yeah. Okay, and we will have that on in down in the links below as well, and they can get those music from iTunes, correct?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll make sure we have it available in the information below. So ladies and gentlemen that are listening, you can look below in the information and you'll be able to find out the songs and how you can download them and support these amazing men with history and still a future, working together, making things happen. I'm so proud of you, gentlemen, and I'm just so grateful that you take the time to spend with me on the second season of Cloud Records Music Podcast. And for you that are listening, please don't forget to subscribe, like us, share us. And of course, we're looking forward to seeing you in a few more weeks. Gentlemen.
Ms. Maureen, we'd like to put a plug in for Cloud Records. We think you are amazing. You're wonderful.
Yes.
You're right on the beat. You're right on the score with everything. Thank God for you and the work you're doing. I know it's going to be blessed even more. And thank you for all the technicians and everybody that work for you. Thank you for the opportunity that you're affording us right here. We don't take this
lightly. Thank you so much. And it's also my pleasure and my privilege to work with you.
Thank you.
I am learning a lot from you, gentlemen. I am so blessed. Thank you so much. And we will see each other very soon. And again, we're going to be moving this year with our project. So, everyone, goodbye, everyone.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.